Dr. Jennifer Jones Bryant. I am here today on the Empowerment Journey podcast with my amazing guest, my co-authors of The Power of Perseverance. You may recall from a few months ago or a few weeks ago, we had the visionary Tamika Chapman, who graced us with her appearance on this show to tell us all about the book. But I am so thankful and grateful that all of her co-authors are here today, including the forward author, the master motivator herself, Dr. Mary J. Huntley. So I'm going to go through the list of the authors, and then we're going to jump right into the interview. We have Keisha Ellis. I have been on other speaking platforms with her, and she is simply amazing. Can't wait to dive in into the questions with her. We have Alicia Save, and I'm sorry if I mispronounce, but definitely we can course correct as we go around. Sean Jackson. We have Pamela Timmis. Shante Roddy. We have Selena Robinson. We have Vu Yanzi, also known as Alicia Rodman. We have Kimberly Wiggins, and we have Tracy George. Welcome, ladies, to the show. So I want to start off with our visionary, Tamika Chapman. So I wanted to ask you, Tamika, what was the inspiration behind pulling together this book, The Power of Perseverance?
Good afternoon, Dr. J. I love to call you Dr. J. First of all, thank you for having us on. We appreciate the opportunity to spread the message about the power of perseverance and why it's so important, especially now in today's time, to have perseverance, to endure what we're going through. And so the mission and the vision behind the Power of Perseverance, the anthology, was I wanted to get that message out right now, you know, not just now, but in today's time, a lot of people just want, they have that microwave mentality, and that microwave mentality gets you nowhere. You want it quick. You want it to happen right now. You put a little work in, you think it's going to happen tomorrow. That's not the way life works. It's not the way anything works. If you really want to see success, I always tell people that the key secret and the key ingredient to success is perseverance, because you have to be willing to stick in it and go with it and make it happen and doing the things that's necessary, which is your taking action part. And so the power of perseverance really came from my own journey of perseverance through my 18-year journey to motherhood. I knew that was a story that needed to be told. It was a story of perseverance and how I was able to hold on to the faith and hope and have the courage to withstand and go through the different things that I've gone through in order to have the family that I now have. So that's the mission and the vision behind the power of perseverance. And these amazing ladies have all shared stories and their journeys that will show you their journey of perseverance as well. And so I'm so excited to have them be a part of this project.
Awesome. Thank you. And so now I want to turn to the amazing mastermind motivator. And I know that she came with nuggets of fire, of fire of inspiration contained in the foreword. So Dr. Mary J. Huntley, it seems like you can't just say Dr. Mary, you got to say Dr. Mary J. Huntley. come on through and let us know about what was the inspiration behind your foreword, writing the foreword.
Good afternoon, Dr. Jennifer, and good afternoon to these awesome co-authors who are a part of this faith-building journey entitled The Power of Perseverance. What was behind my foreword? First and foremost, it is not easy to persevere. What do you mean when you talk about perseverance? Perseverance is commitment, steadfastness, firmness of purpose, and tenacity. And as the visionary has just shared with us, we live in a microwave society. I needed it yesterday. Didn't you know I need that now? I want it right now, though I just asked for it. So the important piece for me is sharing with us that anything worth having, sometimes you just have to wait and let it simmer. You got to keep the faith. You have to believe and know that you know that you know, as we say, that you sure enough know that this thing is coming to pass. And 430 years for the Israelites to live in Egypt was a long time. But guess what? They had a promised land, and they had to get there. So I just want to share that journey and experience with us today. Whatever it is you're waiting for, whatever it is you need, hold on. Help is on the way. Perseverance will get you there. So that was my portion, if you will, of just helping us to hold on, just like we are finding ourselves today. Hold on. Change is coming. We'll get there. That's my part for now.
Thank you, Dr. Mary. I totally appreciate that. And I always talk about, you know, everybody wants everything right away, that microwave society. But here's the thing. I always talk about this point, too, is that you got to phase and pace yourself. Or otherwise, you are going to burn out fast. You gotta, we talk about this all the time, Tamika and Dr. Mary, about staying in your lane of brilliance. Don't get distracted by others and remain focused. So saying that, now I want to turn to Keisha, if you don't mind hopping on the line and share with us, what was the inspiration behind your chapter, writing your chapter?
Well, thank you, Dr. J, and thank you, everyone, for having me. It is an absolute honor, and I'm humbled, as always, to be a part of this, the anthology, The Power of Perseverance. So my chapter was, it was just coming from nowhere to somewhere, and you need perseverance for that. But I wanted to go deeper into how are you coming there? How are you getting there? Because we can all persevere, but how are you doing it? Are you doing it through a positive mindset? Or are you doing it negatively? Are you doing it saying, I'm hoping and I know that this is going to happen, or I'm just going to keep doing this and see what happens? You have to be firm in your resolve of the promised land that you want to create for yourself. Dr. Mary, I'm sorry I had to steal that line. It was awesome. So I just I really think that it is how you want to get there. And my chapter was on how I got to where I am today from where I was. It was from rock bottom, every step of the way, every teeter on that ladder, how I got there, and my mindset and my heart set on how I was going to get there. And I'm a person who doesn't like to say too much, so that's pretty much how it is. Perseverance is very, very important. Like Tamika Walker Chapman said, you can't get anywhere without it. It is a key ingredient in life, and real change takes time. So you need to stick it out, and you guys are all absolutely right. We are in an age where everybody wants, I call it the Wi-Fi age. If I don't know it, I'm going to Google it, and I'm going to find it out right now. And life is not like that. You know, you have to take the time to go within so you can create what you want on the outside, and you absolutely need perseverance to do that.
Wow, you definitely are speaking my language, because my company is reaching within an empowerment journey and helping my clients to understand the importance of reaching within themselves, right? You have to go within yourself to learn about yourself in order for you to take that walk along that journey. So, Keisha, thank you for that. And I do have one other question for you. What did you learn about yourself?
I'm still learning about myself. But I learned that I have a strength inside of me that is not to be reckoned with, and I will not back down from what I want in my life. And I use that and shine that light for others to know that you have it within you to create whatever it is that you want. Say yes to yourself first before you say yes to anyone else, and life will say yes right back to you.
I love that. I love that. All right, thank you. So, Alicia, Hi there. Just wanted to ask you the same question. Let us know, tell us a little bit about your chapter, the inspiration behind it, and what you learned about yourself.
Well, first of all, hi, ladies. My name is Alicia Seals, and I am glad to be a part of this anthology. My chapter for me was validation. I think for a while I sought validation from everyone. I felt like I had tarried for everyone and a lot of times carried a lot of people. So I needed validation from those people. But validation in a jar, that jar eventually broke. So I am now validating myself because a lot of times, you know, we live by titles given to us from others. But I think it's important to live for yourself, you know, sometimes. And that is basically what validation in a jar is for me.
Okay, so you would say that as a part of writing your chapter, you learned to the importance of validating yourself and not leaning on other people to validate you or external folks or things or interests to validate who you are. Would that be an accurate statement?
Correct.
Okay, so thank you. Thank you for sharing that. I don't know what it took for that jar to break. But I'm glad that you were able to resolve things within yourself, because understand you're going to help others with your chapter. You're going to help them to understand that validation lies within. So thank you, Alicia.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Sean.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, ladies, and good afternoon, Dr. Jennifer.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome again. I almost felt like I was at Chick-fil-A. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So it is around lunchtime. So the reason why I wanted to chat with you too is to find out a little bit more about your chapter and what inspired you to write your chapter and what you learned about yourself.
Well, thank you, Dr. Jennifer. I don't know where to start. I think for me, in writing my chapter, which is entitled The Power of Prayer, it allowed me to go back in time and think about all the nuggets of wisdom that my parents shared with me and my two siblings as we were growing up. As a child, I didn't really understand why they used to focus on certain things. But as I share in my chapter, the different trials and tribulations that I encountered in my early adult years, I was able to get through those trials because of what I believe is the power of prayer. And there are three things that I focus on throughout my life, and that is faith, family, and friends. And as I've gotten older, the faith component of what I've tried to build my life around has become more important. And in my chapter, I really try to focus on sharing with the reader that no matter what comes your way, and I mean it doesn't matter what it is, And in my chapter, I share, you know, the things that I encountered, the things that really shook me, rocked my world. I talk about those things, and I talk about how I got through those things through the power of prayer. And I want the reader to understand that prayer is really, and this is Sean's opinion, but it's really your relationship that you create with your creator. In my case, with God, and it's just a conversation. I think a lot of times people feel like they can't communicate with their creator, because either they have not done that before, or they've been told, you know, they believe that they need their pastor or their minister or whoever their faith leader is to be the one to communicate with their creator. And for me, I want the reader to know that there's nothing that you're going through that God can't fix. And so that's really kind of how my journey is laid out. But I'm a big sports fan, and so I did take the approach of speaking to the reader through the eyes of a football fan. And for anyone that reads the chapter, they will quickly, you know, see, oh wow, okay, this is the approach she's taking. And that's pretty much what my chapter is about, and the approach that I took in trying to lay that out.
And what did you learn about yourself?
Well, I learned that I'm a very resilient person, and that I'm stronger than what I thought that I was. Writing the experiences down and actually seeing the experiences in writing, and then seeing how I persevered through those experiences, it just made me realize that I am a lot stronger than I thought I was.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, Pamela, I want to turn to you.
Hi there.
Hi there. So I wanted to check in with you about your chapter and let the listening audience know what your chapter is all about, and what inspired you and what you learned about yourself.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Jennifer. Good afternoon out there. In my chapter, the part of the anthology, the title was Accepting What's Real Through a Whisper. And the chapter itself really will focus on my journey when I was still in a youthful stage, if you will, in my 30s, and wanting to have a second child. And after, when you read the book in respect to how at that point I miscarried at 5 months, that was a profound change in my life. But it did a couple of things, though. So it saddened me. It stopped me in my place at that time, and I had to reflect on why this was happening, what was important to me, and then how do I go forward from there. But I got to tell you that during that time period, I questioned God. I questioned God, and I talked to him. And that taught me something, that even though I questioned God during that time period, that I still love the Lord, that I wasn't and still not immune to suffering, but that he had a plan for me. And although I couldn't see it then, I still don't see it now, but I accept what has happened, that there was a presence about everything that was happening, a presence of hope during everything that was going on. And so it allowed me to see that although I knew that I was resilient and strong before, it just really just confirmed that for me, that the strength came from inside through him. And Dr. Jennifer, it still does today. I lost my mother and my sister in 1 year to cancer. And I do believe the plan that he has set forth for me comes in so many ways. So he whispers. We just have to listen. And as I grow older, I try to hear the whispers that he even makes still today. So it just makes me think in terms of everything I've gone through, just becoming more grounded, more focused on what I should be doing for his will, and accepting some of the things, even though I might not really understand them, but accepting them, that there is a greater plan that's going to be revealed soon.
Thank you for that, and thank you for your transparency and vulnerability. Thank you for sharing that. We're going to go to We're going to go to break, and we'll be right back with the rest of the powerful and inspiring co-author.
Hello, and welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, a.k.a. the Delaware Blogger. Each week, we're going to get together to discuss blogging tips that will expand your brand and increase your profit online. Welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit.
Hi, this is Jennifer Bryant, life coach, career coach, consultant, speaker from Reaching Within, an Empowerment Journey. Welcome. I want to share with you about my 30-day journal to overcoming personal challenge to achieve professional success. It is a uniquely crafted 30-day interactive journal where I share my story of how I overcame traumatic events and climbed the corporate ranks from clerk typist to executive. This journal provides inspirational quotes, blank pages, and prompts that will empower you to reflect and set goals to achieve personal and professional success. These coaching prompts will help you reach within to balance your life through maintaining a positive attitude and mindset, enhancing self-awareness, managing stress, and handling disappointment. Reach within to regain your power to live your life victoriously and successfully. You can find my book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can order it directly from my site at reachingwithinempowerment.com. Welcome back to the Empowerment Journey podcast. You have heard from some amazing co-authors from The Power of Perseverance. I appreciate their vulnerability. I appreciate them enlightening us on their chapter, as well as sharing what they learned through the process of writing their chapter. We have several other authors that we need to speak with today, and I can't wait to dig back in. So, Shantae, are you out there?
Hello, I'm here. Hi.
Hi there. Welcome to the show. I'm sure you've heard the question, but I'm going to go ahead and repeat it again. So let the listeners know what your chapter is all about and what has inspired you to write your chapter and what you learned about yourself.
Yes. So I'm Shantae Arbrady. First of all, I'm so happy to be here and be part of this project and to be on this this podcast. My chapter is really one of self-discovery, right? Reinvention after coming through a storm or traumatic event or event. So one of the life events that sparked this time in my life was the loss of my mother in 2016. So that really changed my life and changed me as a person in a way that I had not expected. I've always been the person, like, I carried the world on my shoulder, always tending to everyone else. But then I lost sight of myself and I kept putting myself last. And so that wasn't good for me. It was part of my journey, but it was really taking a toll on my health to the point that I had completely burnt out. So I was at a point where I had to really rediscover who I am, who Shantae is, and where God was taking me. What purpose did this storm in my life, this event in my life, what it meant for me and where it was taking me into the future and to my destiny? And I think this is important because I think everyone else said is that we're in like a society where everybody wants things now, not understanding that these events in our lives, things that we think are not for us, that they're stop preventing us from getting to that place that we want to be, that place that we know in our heart that God told us is there because we have it envisioned. He gave us a vision in our hearts and in our minds that it looks so far away. But these things are part of that journey to prepare you, to strengthen you.
And that was so true for me. Going through every single thing that I went through prepared me to be able to show someone else, to be able to teach someone else that if I was able to do it, if I was able to overcome it, then they can do it too. That the dream that they have for themselves is still there and it's still available to them. And so it's so important for us to share our stories and share our journeys to let people know that there's still hope, to keep the faith, and that they're in this life for a purpose, and that purpose is fulfilled every single day that they're living in their lives, even through the most challenging events. And anything challenging in your life, you can rise above it.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Selena, are you out there?
I am. Thank you, Dr. Jennifer. I am. And thank you for having us. I'm very, very excited. So I do recall the questions. So I'm going to jump right in. So
go ahead. I love that. Go for it.
So what inspired me to write my story was that I experienced an unplanned stop. How many of us have experienced an unplanned stop? Well, I did. The name of my chapter is called When I Do Turns to I Don't, What Do You Do? That time in my life when I got a divorce was the most difficult time in my life. I basically, Dr. Jennifer, went through fear, anger. I was very vulnerable. It really rocked me to my core. On top of that, you know, I went through this whole thing with a 2.5-year-old daughter. So you can imagine all of the things that must have went through my mind while going through this. So in my chapter, I kind of talk about what I like to call the three R's. So they are rewind, replay, and reflect. And I throw in a bonus, reset. Reset yourself. Mm-hmm. So basically what I did was kind of rewind, you know, everything that went on, replayed it back, and reflect to get the lessons learned. And boy, were there a lot of lessons learned for me. So as I talk about my figurative crossroads in my life, you know, I realized that you have to be resilient to get through some of the things that you have to go through when you have to reset your whole life. So through that, you know, I definitely gained some courage. I had to learn how to plot my own way, which was very, very difficult because, you know, when you say I do, you think this is going to be forever. You don't imagine the unimaginable. I was very vulnerable during that time. You know, my self-esteem took a very, very big hit. And I basically had to learn to do it afraid. I was afraid for a very, very long time. I basically had to pick up my daughter and I had to start anew. And that was very, very difficult for me. So my story, you know, it's my own story. A lot of people go through divorce, but, you know, this is my story. It's my signature. It's what makes me unique. And I basically had to try to rewrite my narrative. And I'm proud to say that I was very successful in that. And so I want to offer the grounding tools to other readers to maybe help them get through. And so it may not be a divorce that you're going through, but I believe that you can use my tools to get through any situation that you may come across. So that is why I decided to be a part of this wonderful experience.
Thank you, Selena, for sharing that with us. I appreciate that. Okay, so Booyan Z, formerly known as Alicia.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, greetings, Queen. Thank you so much for having me, and I appreciate being here, as well as I always have to give props to the Queen, the visionary herself of this project. So my name is Wuyanzi, and I did actually write down the questions. It took me about 6 times, but I finally wrote it down. So don't worry about asking me. Don't worry about asking me. I got this. So Dr. Jennifer, when you asked the question, what is your chapter about? The thing is that came to me is just the word life. After saying yes to this project, I found myself looking for a story. I was looking for that really sexy, gritty story. story of how I slept in my car for a year while I wrote my screenplay and hoped that people would show up. And then I remembered that was somebody else's story and it wasn't mine. And so therefore I had to begin to look and say, what I began to do is ask the three people that I gave birth to. I'm like, give me a good story. And what I found in that was that this thing that I was living called life, that just seemed very normal and mundane. I was looking for the story, but I was living the story. And I had lived a story of perseverance that unbeknownst to me, I was going through on a daily basis, but I didn't pay it any mind. Why? Because as a single parent, as a Black woman, I just did what I had to do. So it was really my children that helped to inspire the story that one will read. And I'll say this because I know you'll say, but what did you learn about yourself? I got to tell you, what I learned wasn't about myself, but what I learned for me, which has brought me joy, and joy and happiness is what Buyanzi means. I learned that throughout these years of my story of perseverance, that there were three babies who were watching, who turned into adolescents, who are now adults. And they took note of the strength that they saw in their mother. And that in itself was the prompting, that in itself was the inspiration, and that in itself was where my learning has come from in being an author in this book.
Thank you so much for that insight. I know sometimes I get stuck sometimes and I'm like, huh, that story sounds good. Oh yeah, that's right. That's not my story. So I'm glad that that you came through with your authenticity and your transparency. We're going to take a break now and then we'll wrap it up for this session, and we'll start our part two with our co-authors of The Power of Perseverance.
Snag your autographed copy of Diaries of an Ex-Adult Entertainer, My Road to Redemption, today, and get swept away in a journey of loss, abuse, defeat, acceptance, redemption, and triumph. Grab your copy at www.robinrobbins.com. RobinRobbins.com.
Hello out there in Radio Land. This is Tamala J. Coleman, host of Amazing Grace on Faith Broadcast. Listen every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on RadioPublic.com, Spotify.com, Anchor.fm, and also tune in to Facebook Watch Live as you will hear some great, inspiring, encouraging stories weekly. Again, that is Amazing Grace with your host, Tamala J. Coleman.
Welcome back to the Empowerment Journey Podcast. We have heard from the amazing women and co-authors of The Power of Perseverance. They have come with some powerful stories. They've given you a snapshot of their stories, and I saw myself in each one of them as they walked through their stories. It took me back into reflection, and I believe it was Selena who talked about the reflection, the renew. It took me back through times throughout my life where I experienced death, you know, death of a three-year-old, my three-year-old bonus daughter, death of my immediate family members, death of a marriage, an 18-year marriage, death of my old self where I was going through trying to seek validation. So I saw myself in a lot of their stories. And so the Empowerment Journey Podcast is all about overcoming personal challenges to achieve professional success. And these women are rising above and they're pushing forward to change and impact the lives of others. I'm telling you, you're going to have to go out there and grab this anthology. This book is going to change your life. It's going to be about holding on, holding fast, being persistent, persevering, and knowing who you are. And as Dr. Mary always says, whose you are. So thank you for listening to today's Empowerment Journey podcast. We will return for part 2. You don't want to miss it. I'm going to sit down, start with Kimberly Wiggins, and we're going to go back through listening to the co-authors and get their final words of advice. Thank you. Until the next time.